It is time again for your letters, and with me, producer Christopher Johnson. Hey.
Hey, Farai.
So what have we got?
Man, we got a pile of stuff about our sex and sexuality series. We had a special roundtable that brought together gays and lesbians from three different generations. And one of our guests was 19-year-old Mike Carice.
I came out very young. Came out at the age of about 13, 14. And my mom really didn't know how I accepted. I had, like, physical abuse from family members because of it. You know, we're going to change you. And for me, it was a very hard thing because sometimes I didn't have anyone to turn to. I just had to just look within myself and keep going.
So we got a heartfelt letter afterwards from Tim Bryant of Peterborough, New York. He's a self-described 40-year-old openly gay black male, and we called him up to talk about it.
I just wanted to make a point that I think is often overlooked, is that this experience is not for us as same gender loving individuals. This is not a one-time deal. It's an ongoing process that every time we enter a new environment, we change jobs, we meet prospective friends or new friends, we have to go through that process again, and we have to evaluate whether or not it's safe for us to do so. And I think that that's often overlooked.
Tim, we really want to thank you for your letter and your perspective.
Our Sex and Sexuality series continued this past Monday when you, Farai, talked to former stripper Siobhan Brooks. Brooks sued the San Francisco club where she worked for discriminating against blacks in hiring and in pay.
You're going in an industry where you're supposed to be sexualized, and so if you're seen as hypersexual, you would think that would, you know, be kind of like an up for black and Latino women. But what I found was it was the opposite. It was almost as if people felt, you know, we could see you anywhere. We can turn on the TV. We can see you, you know, shaking your butt. We, you know, can see you on these billboards. We don't really have to pay to see you. So there's a resistance when you actually are charging money for some sort of sexual service that people should pay you what you're worth.
Now, Fred Tam heard that show on KALW in San Francisco, and he wrote in to say, stripping is about fantasy. Fantasy of the customer is what is important and is catered for. You don't force fantasies on customers through affirmative action. It just doesn't work that way. Blacks are at the very bottom and thus less desirable as sexual fantasy objects. You will not change this by forcing quotas. This only changes with blacks improving their community, increasing their education and wealth.
Well, that's another take on the sexual economy for sure. And we want to know what you think about Fred's letter. We want to hear from you from email or in voicemail. Tell us how you think, and we'll give you the stats on how to call us in a moment.
And then there was this from Celeste Arendelle in your hometown, Farai, Baltimore. What a curious pronunciation of Miss Brooks's first name. I have never heard it pronounced the way Farai pronounced it. It sounds like Farai and Miss Brooks herself pronounce it phonetically. Okay, now Celeste sent us some history on the Irish name and told us how it's commonly pronounced. And we happen to have our own expert of sorts on the name, one of our producers. We call her Skye. Hey, Skye.
Hey there.
But Skye is actually your middle name, right?
Right. My first name is spelled S-I-O-B-H-A-N.
Just like Siobhan Brooks spells hers.
Yeah, but I say my name Siobhan.
And I have heard Siobhan as a common pronunciation, but Miss Brooks pronounces her name Siobhan. And so that's her name, and that's the way we say it on the air.
That's it for now. Keep your letters and calls coming.
You can leave a voicemail for us at 202-408-3330. That's 202-408-3330. And to email, just log on to npr.org and click on Contact Us. It helps a lot if you tell us where you're writing from and how we should say your name. So until next time, that's your letters. Thanks, Christopher and Skye.
You're welcome, Farai.